Strike three and you're out. I think that's the way life should be. If somebody's acting crazy or throwing you under the bus all the time or treating you like whatever, you know, a dog or a non-human, if they're dehumanizing you, strike three and they're out. Just, they gotta go. If it's a close relationship, you just lose trust. Strike three and you're out. You're gonna lose trust and it's gone. You can forgive them. You don't want to live in bitterness. You just lose the trust. Strike three and you're out. That should be a rule that they teach you growing up. You know, a lot of the school system should teach you how to live, not just, it should teach you about the book of Proverbs, you know. If your parents aren't teaching you, the school system should. You know, if a parent's not teaching you about Proverbs, there's a reason. If a parent's not teaching you about Proverbs, it's probably because they're a scorner, because the book of Proverbs will tell you to stay away from the scorners, and the scorner's not going to read something that says stay away from them to you because they can't get over them. Stay away from the scorners. Stay away from Jezebel. Stay away from Delilah. Delilah. La, 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 la. She's just singing lies. La, la, la. Why do you think it's Delilah? Off. She's off. D-E. She's off kilter. Lie. She's full of lies. La, 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 la. She's musing you to sleep. Music. Muse. Amuse. Amuse to befuddle, to befool, amuse, Delilah. That's why the name is Delilah. You think I'm joking? I'm not. The phonics reveal the truth. The cognates reveal the truth. The syllables reveal the truth. Look at that. As soon as I start recording, I get a phone call. On vibration too. How did that happen? Phonics reveal the truth. The cognates reveal the truth. The syllables reveal the truth. The shapes, the symbols, the body language. If you look at all the witches, they're bending over. If you go to somebody's Facebook page and they're bending over like Wanda in that show, or just Google witches, you know it's a witch. You know it's a witch. I got this truck beside me. He's a Freemason. He's got Freemason on his tag. He got his nice fancy hat on and his coat flipped up. Like he's Joe Cool, and his truck has his spotless, brand new tires, new wheels, Freemason symbol, $40,000 truck. He's styling, ain't he? If you join the Freemasons, you're always gonna have a job. Have you ever noticed somebody that always has a job in your reality? That's because they're probably a Freemason. They never had any struggles because they joined the Freemasons. I think I'm joking. This is not a lie. This whole system is the devil's system, but God can use the system to pull out his elect by faith. And so it's faith is so contrary to people like the Freemasons that it's faith alone. They're so caught up in the works-based mindset that they get their identity out of works, out of their works. But when you say faith alone, they can't hear you. And it's part of the reason that God allowed it to be set up this way, because it separates the sheep from the goats. If you can't hear faith alone in the finished work of Jesus, if you can't hear that, it means you're a goat. If you don't understand that, it means you're a goat. It's faith alone in Jesus alone. one of the reasons I keep hitting on this, and one reasons I attack the goats and the liars, is because they tried to lie to me. When I got saved, the Pentecostals came on the scene and said, well, if you don't speak in tongues, you're not saved, trying to confuse me. And then they said, you can lose your salvation, trying to confuse me. Even though the Bible says you're sealed until the day of redemption. What are you talking about? Well, that's just, you're blah, 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 blah. They couldn't fight it. They just had to be emotional, you know. They think being emotional is worship. Those that worship must worship in spirit and in truth. It's not emotion. It's not falling down like a dog barking, slain in the spirit. It's not any of that. If God knocks you down, you don't get up. You don't get up for about 30 days. If God knocks you down, you don't get up for a while. It might take 10 months for you to get your equilibrium. Unless he pulls you up. If God knocks you down, you're looking for truth. You ain't looking for emotions. You're looking for the absolute. You're not looking for up and down, fickle emotions. You're really looking for steady state, absolute truth. If God slays you and knocks you down in the spirit, it's not going to be some kind of fun, fun, fun. You're going to be praising God that he's working, but you're not going to be jumping up, down, barking like a dog. You're going to be digging in that word, that Bible, and looking for the truth more and more. If God comes on the scene, you're going to get in his word more and more and more and more. You're not going to be throwing a fit like some kind of Hollywood event. It's so easy to catch them now. I wish I'd have called them a long time ago. I wouldn't have married the wrong one. Slain and, you know, it's so obvious what's going on, people. You got these religious people trying to bring attention to themselves, raising their hands up, jumping up and down like a maniac, trying to bring attention to themselves when they're nothing but flesh creatures trying to pretend to be spiritual, because they're trying to hook somebody that is spiritual and deceive you. But you'll see through it, and so they know they don't have long. So while they got you in their little delusional gaslighting reality, they're trying to kill you and defame you so that they can set up their next prey. That's what's happening.